Time for the high school report here on Downtown, brought to you by Sweats Tire and by First National Bank, committed to the community. And we welcome in our friend Mark Kalman of Eastern Maine Sports for the, well, maybe the final time. I don't know if this is the final time this fall season. Either way, we're glad to have you here. Mark, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Rich. It's something I've never done on the phone with you. I'm kind of going through a drive-through at a local establishment, but we'll be all right.
Yeah, if you can get a side of fries for us, we're getting a little growly in our tummies around here.
Yeah.
Well,
it's exciting times, though. Four state championship games this weekend, starting tonight at Cameron Stadium, and three tomorrow at Fitzpatrick. It's going to be a fun weekend and typical November weather.
Right, which is why you got to power up. Get yourself some grub here for the big game tonight. Let's start with tonight's game. Tell us what you think about this matchup between those Ponies of Foxcroft Academy and the Winthrop Ramblers.
Well, Foxcroft beat them the first time. I think Foxcroft's definitely the favorite here, but Winthrop, you know, they played them tough, and they played on a short week the first time. So, you know, it's not going to be easy for the Ponies, but if the Ponies play well, they'll come away with their first title since 2012.
Very exciting times indeed. Now, tomorrow, three state championship games. Let's begin with Class A. Boy, this Thornton team has been so good all season long. Can Oxford Hills do anything with them?
They played them well the first time. Oxford Hills turned it over six times, and we'll see what happens this time. But the Oxford Hills did play them close, so it should be fun.
Class B, an interesting matchup between Wyndham. They've been tough all season long, and Marshwood.
I think this is the game of the weekend, Rich. I think that this game's go either way. I picked Marshwood, but this is, I think, as I said, the best game of the week.
Well, it's great to see Marshwood in there. They've got such a great football tradition through the years.
Yeah, sir. I'm sorry. You won't like this to say it?
You go ahead, Mark. We'll wait. You place that order.
All right. Three number one. Mark.
Yeah. And I'd like a number three.
Yeah, one with a Coke, one with a donut.
Now I'm hungry. I know. I'm just...
Seriously.
Yeah, 5-pound chicken kids meal with a
water. Oh, my goodness. Wow. He's got like a big order.
He's my feeding goodness. Everybody there. My goodness.
Sauce and ketchup.
It's a radio first.
It is indeed.
I'm sorry, Rich.
Not at all. That was pretty awesome. What are you feeding everybody?
Feeding the family, yeah.
Nicely done. I like that. That was good. A little radio history right here. I like that a lot.
Yeah, I'm usually either at a game or in my house, but not tonight.
Well, you know, Danny Cashman usually will check in with us on Fridays as he's getting ready to pick up a takeout order. So, yeah, we get that, but this was more exciting. This was being, I felt like I was in the car with you.
Oh, great. I should have ordered you something. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It's all right. It's good. Trying to maintain my girlish figure here as we head into Thanksgiving week. Let's talk about Winslow, Class C, the Winslow Black Raiders up against Cape Elizabeth.
Yeah, certainly. That should be a fun game. It should be a fun game. Winslow, great tradition. I think Cape's the favorite here, but, Winslow kind of has that Marshwood tradition.
All right, well, check it all out. Eastern Maine Sports will have all the coverage for you, let you know what's happening in the high school football state championships this weekend. And you want to come back on next week, Mark, if you're not dining out, and wrap up what happened?
Yeah, maybe we can, be eating leftovers at that time and we can talk about it.
That sounds great. Enjoy the game tonight. Enjoy the meal as well, and we'll check in again next Friday.
All right, thank you for having me, Rich.
You got it, Mark. Mark Allen, Eastern Maine Sports. Our high school report brought to you by Sweats Tire, serving you with a full automotive repair and a great selection of tires at two locations, 451 Hogan Road and 358 State Street in Bangor. And by the First, dream first because you can. First National Bank, committed to the community.